made it on that bright color, so you wouldn't miss it, okay? Everything else is dull and full, this is nice and bright. Take the sheet to sign up for next year. NIV, Dad's Devotional Bible. First excuse you have is, I don't read the NIV, I read the King James. Well, use your King James alongside the NIV. Use these notes, bring your King James, no excuse, okay? Right. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, I don't have any kids, you know. Or I never had any, or they're gone and all that. Give it away. Give it to somebody else. Give it to a neighbor. Rewrap it for Christmas, you know. You've done that a lot. Regifting and all that. Give it away. Sure. Not only that, but, you know, Oscar bought one for one of his kids. And it's, you know, the great, 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 great grandchild. So, you know, because a little bit of Oscar's ages, but of course it does work. Now, there's a limited supply. Don't try to think you're going to get this in a few weeks or anything like that. We could get that many. You will want it for only $20 to sign up for next year. You can't beat that. Julius's book. You've got it. This is in your folder. If you want more copies, free. They're on the pre-literature table. But the Going Through the Storms of Life, if you don't have the original copy, you still need the additional one, it's great. You want to have that copy. Never fails to read that book time and time again. A couple books, Healthy Choices for Women, Healthy Choices for Men. Now, if you're good at communicating with your spouse, this will work. If you're not, forget it. It's for mind, body, and spirit. Like I say, it works. If it doesn't, you'll probably get it right in the side of the head. Okay, 20 Things I Need to Tell My Son. He's probably got a book already written, 20 Things I Need to Tell My Dad. But it's still a good book to read and get some information out of it, okay? Food, Fitness, and Faith. Just look down a little bit and see where you're at, size-wise, you know, what your waistline used to be. And, of course, you know, there's nobody that says, oh, I'm way too thin, you know, I better stop what I'm doing. But Food, Fitness, and Faith, it will work. Now, your wife or your girlfriend, whoever sent you up here, your grandmother or mother, wherever it is, you're tight on the budget, okay? So she scraped enough money together to get you up here. She needed the break. She got you here. She also gave you a few bucks to spend, you know, some money. Well, you know, don't forget that money is to be spent for something for her to take back home, all right?
Right.
Now, there's a great devotional by a woman for a woman. You need to have one of these, walk in the door, and take one of these home with you. And it will do wonders. I'll tell you a story of a guy who was at the retreat. He did exactly that. He bought something like this and walked in the door after the retreat. He had such a good time. Everything happened. His life has changed, turned around. Everything was going great. He walked in the door. She saw him inside. He threw his arms around her and said, honey, you know, I love you, this, that, and the other thing. I got a gift for you. She threw her hands up in the air, ran away, and she said, oh, he's drunk again. I'm just setting you up, Julius. Most guys don't like to read, we know that. Some of you do, some of you fake it real well, but most guys don't like. So when it comes to reading the Bible and you have a tough time, this one's just for you. The Bible and Pictures. That's available. Tony Evans, How Should Christians Vote? You might not like it. Never get in the mind. Something to think about. Okay. Now here's a Bible. This is big. This is heavy. Oscar, this is a style that you read probably, you know. Big, super big print and all that. It really is nice. It's very interesting, but of course, for those of you who like something a little bit smaller your size. One last thing, it's a gift. It'll be out on the table, registration table. Someone in this room has paid for this. You all get a copy. Satan, You Can't Have My Country. Amen. This book is hot. You can't imagine how many people are taking these by the dozens and all that. He paid for it already. It's going to be at the table. Take a copy with tonight and read this book. You'll be shocked at how interesting it is. It's by Mike Evans. His next book that he's working on now, you can get a copy with a little card that's inside, Satan, You Can't Have Israel. Mm. That's all for you. Okay? That's enough. Thank you.
Microphone, John.
John.
You have the microphone?
He did.
No, I don't want that.
John has the...
I want the one John has.
This is for...
Thank you.
While you're getting situated, we have a two-minute song.
Okay, good.
Ben? Okay.
Yes.
Ben has a couple-minute song that he's going to just go over with us. And then we're going to turn the program over to Pastor Malone. Ben?
Thank you. The song I'm going to sing is in Swahili. I don't think anybody of you knows Swahili. He says, "There is no God like you. Just you, God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are my God. Say thank you, thank you. I say thank you. You are my God. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe. Wewe Mungu wa Ni wewe Alpha na Omega, ni wewe Alpha na Omega, ni wewe Alpha na Omega, wewe Mungu wangu. Nasema asante, Nasema asante, wewe Mungu wangu. Another one is in Kinyarwanda. I'll sing just to not take more time.